The price of crude oil gained another 17 cents today, putting benchmark crude at $67.49 a barrel. That's a record in nominal terms, but short of the all-time high when adjusted for inflation. Gasoline prices are also in record territory, thanks to costly crude oil and scattered refinery outages. In Hawaii, high gas prices have the state government ready to impose price controls. It's the first such effort in the U.S. since the oil shocks of the 1970s. Critics warn the move could backfire. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At Lloyd's Chevron Station in Kahului, Hawaii, regular gas is selling today for $3.11 a gallon. Despite the high price, Shane Silva, who's manning the pumps, says the station's doing a brisk business.
Most of the people don't really grumble. They're just like, wow, you know, never thought it'd reach this high.
According to AAA, the average price of gas in Hawaii is $2.84 a gallon, 24 cents higher than the U.S. national average. State Senator Ron Manor blames what he calls Hawaii's dysfunctional wholesale market.
We just have two oil companies that supply 100% of the market, and being an isolated market with limited competition, Hawaii's consumers have no other access to gasoline from other sources beyond our borders. The end result has been price gouging and Hawaii's consumers being forced to pay the highest prices in the nation.
Manor championed Hawaii's new cap on wholesale prices, which goes into effect 1 week from today. Under the cap, Hawaii's maximum wholesale price will be pegged to an average of the gas prices in New York, Los Angeles, and the Gulf Coast, plus a little markup to account for transportation and marketing. The two refiners in Hawaii, Chevron and Tesoro, oppose the price cap. Chevron's Albert Chi says prices should be set by local market conditions.
Quite frankly, there's no formula you could adopt in which we tie Hawaii to other markets that have no relationship. You know, Gulf Coast, New York, and L.A., I can't think of any similarities to the market here. And yet Hawaii's prices are going to be determined by those three areas, not necessarily what's happening here in the state.
Hawaii's price cap will be adjusted weekly in response to price changes on the mainland. Economist Severin Borenstein, who directs the UC Energy Institute at Berkeley, says if you're going to have a cap, that's probably the most reasonable way to go about it. But he's still skeptical the move will help consumers.
I think it's unlikely to actually bring their prices down very much at all, and there's a real risk that it will cause shortages and could even raise their prices if it disrupts the market sufficiently.
In a well-functioning market, high prices have the effect of boosting supply and depressing demand. Borenstein says government price caps interfere with that, as the nation learned all too well from gas lines in the 1970s. Senator Manor says he's not worried. He promises that regulators will monitor supplies closely and adjust the price cap as needed.
We think that there are enough safeguards or safety valves in place to ensure that the companies will be able to earn a reasonable profit. So all of this talk about shortages or the refineries going out of business, we think, are unfounded.
Manor says the real benefit of Hawaii's price cap will come not amid rising prices, but when gasoline prices on the mainland fall, something he knows mainland drivers are anxious to see as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News.